All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman with you till 11 tonight. Let's get this show on the road. We start with the carryout. This, of course, nightly segment where I read the news. So you at home? You don't have to. Here are today's top stories. Well, today is International Women's Day, and women all over the world took part in a strike called A Day Without a Woman. But it wasn't without controversy, as many women couldn't join the action because of job security and the need for income. So some considered the action to be classist. In response, rich women were like, no, not at all. No, why is this Riesling so warm? I wanted a chilled Riesling. We're striking here. We need a chilled Riesling. No way to make a chant out of that. Chilled Riesling, chilled Riesling. Nobody? All right. The Chicago Teachers Union seem to have it up to here right now with the budget crisis. They're reportedly thinking about a one-day teacher strike in May. This would be in response to the recent cuts, lack of funding in Springfield, and rumors that the school year may be cut short. Which brings us to the current fight between best buds, Governor Rauner and Mayor Emanuel. The governor put forth a funding idea that said the city could just use TIF funds, piggybacking on progressive politics, urging the city to use community renewal funds for general operating or schools. But that seems weird that the government's state funding plan is to just get the city to pay for it with their own money, right? That's not really state funding. That's city funding. Not state, city. And then late last night, Illinois Comptroller Susana Mendoza won a court fight to force Rauner to pay state workers from a different fund. I guess the Rauner administration had been squirreling away money in a buildings fund that would be a safeguard if the government was forced to shut down. So Mendoza said that that money should be used to pay state workers so that the general fund can be used to pay everybody else who's owed money by the state, which is everybody else. So Rauner tells Chicago, use your discretionary fund to pay for stuff. And then he calls out Democrats for telling him to do the same thing, right? Am I reading this the right way? We don't need judges. We need therapists. Rauner and Emanuel are talking past each other. They don't appreciate each other. They don't even hug anymore. I mean, really, all we're asking is that one of you do the dishes once in a while. Just one. Wait, what are we talking about again? I think we're talking about politics. You know the story of the man who was shot dead after leaving the county courthouse after beating a murder charge? I'm so perplexed by this story, perplexed by the coverage. Are we supposed to be surprised? Is this indicative of how crazy Chicago gangs have gotten in violence? Somehow it's a political story now because the guy got out on a technicality because he was just in too long, which is a real issue. But I don't know. If you got let out of jail on a murder charge on a technicality, something tells me you're not going home and turning over a new leaf. It's not like you're going home and going to monster.com and being like, you know what? I'm gonna get things right. Sorry, but it seems like this is a clear-cut story of personal responsibility. Dude was victim to the same game he was creating victims. Sorry. In an interview today, famed physicist Stephen Hawking suggested that we need to control our aggressiveness when it comes to technology because robots are going to end up killing us all. Whoa. When asked for comment, robots were like, keep walking. Nothing to see. You don't want none of this. Break yourself, fool. Break yourself. The robot's wearing baggy pants in that scenario. In weather, city wind, huh? The heavy winds collectively rearranged all of our deck furniture today. What's next? Well, it's going to get cold just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Mother Nature, you're not getting it here. Cold in February, nice for St. Patty's Day, right? It's ridiculous. Now you flipped it. You flipped it. You flipped it for real. In sports, the Bears won't have Brian Hoyer to kick around anymore. The backup QB is reportedly heading west to sign with the 49ers, which will at least be an upgrade in terms of standing for the anthem. I think Hoyer stands, right? Free agency starts tomorrow, and all accounts have the Bears signing quarterback Mike Glennon. He's got a small sample size, but enough to probably get $14 or $15 million, which is kind of what Cutler gets right now, so all he has to do is play like six games, and it's an upgrade. Former Bear wide receiver Brandon Marshall said to be signing with the New York Giants, and the Cowboys should release Tony Romo. I think tomorrow's going to go a long way for the future of the Bears franchise. I say sign them all. Sign Romo, sign everybody. Everybody you can. I mean, you got $60 million to spend. That's like having $100 cash at the bar. You're quick to buy the first round. You know what? I'll get the second round too. Pick up both rounds, Bears. The Bulls tonight without D-Wade against the Magic. Right now the Bulls are the eighth seed in the East. Eighth seed. At this point, I don't know, tank out. I mean, at least we'll get a LeBron D Wade playoff series, but come on. Really? That's what this whole season's coming down to? A 4-game sweep so these two can hug each other after the game? No, please. The Cubs and White Sox are motoring along. Last week, the Sox released Brett Lowry. That was a short-lived experiment. And slugger Jose Abreu was on the stand in a trial. I missed this story. Yeah, I guess he's against some former agents who are accused of smuggling athletes out of Cuba. Abreu testified with immunity. Good gig if you can get it, right? That he told the jury that he had a fake passport, and when he was on the plane, he ate it. That's right, he ate it. And who said there's not good in-flight meals anymore, right? The Big Ten tournament starts tonight in D.C. The Michigan basketball plane skidded off the runway today when nobody was hurt. Is that an advantage for the Illini who play him tomorrow? Probably not, no. That's not going to help them. Also, Northwestern plays the winner of the Ohio State-Rutgers game. But isn't it nice Northwestern already is a winner since they don't have to play on the first day of the tournament? It's like, that's new. It's like a whole new paradigm shift. They're not playing on Wednesday? They're not doing the play-in game for the Big Ten tournament? Wow. And finally tonight, a new study says that having sex the night before boosts your productivity the next day. So sex, it's the natural 5-hour energy. And I guess that explains why I just can't get anything done these days. Wah, wah. That's the Carry Out for March 8th, 2017. It's so windy today that we're giving away a ton of napkins just so we can watch you chase them down the street. You want to know something great? That was the first Carry Out in probably 9 months that did not have a Donald Trump reference. Oh, I just referenced it. Darn it! Coming up, Mike Fouché talks Rauner, Emanuel, and CPS funding. It's Download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.